It's not just Australia. I guess Macron's personal police force resigned en masse on him. The Italian police force are marching with the protesters now. Why do you think Pelosi's banging so hard on this January 6th thing, saying the FBI is looking for domestic terrorists, and you have the purge in the military right now because they're scared to death that, you know, we the people might not like the unconstitutional acts that they're about to unleash on the American people.
Hey guys, that was my friend Bob Kudla from Trade Genius, and I want you to stay tuned because I've got some shocking video to share, and I hope you all are able to watch it. Before we begin, I want you to know how to stop the fiscal steal and protect yourself from the economic storm that's upon us. Last month, the inflation rate in the United States had the highest rise in 29 years. You heard that right, 29 years. 1992. That's a big, big problem for all of us with the prices of food and gas and everything else going up. But it's even worse if you're planning on retiring anytime soon. You need to put up an inflation dam to prevent your wealth from being wiped out. And it's not too late. Noble Gold specializes in retirement planning and IRAs. So their team of experts is your first stop, and they make it very easy to do. This month, they're offering a 1 ounce American Eagle solid silver proof coin with every IRA or 401k taken out. Not many people can relax when inflation is this high, but Noble Gold can help. Visit their website, noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, and tell them SGT Report sent you. Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGTReport.com here. I'm very happy to have back on the line Bob Kudla from Trade Genius. We're going to talk about some very important things today, why inflation is about to get a lot worse, why six stocks are 25% of the market, hello, $10 trillion Tuesday, and I'm going to show you some startling video about how cell phone EMF affects graphene. Remember the little story about graphene oxide said to be in these vaccines? Also, incredible news coming out of Australia. Bob joins me right now. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing great, Sean. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. You know, it sounds a little mundane to start with gold, especially when it's beat up again at $17.99 as we're having the conversation today. But I thought this article coming out of Phoenix Capital Research was interesting. Why inflation is about to get a whole lot worse. And the crux of it is this. A massive divergence has developed between real rates and gold, with real rate rising and gold lagging. See the chart below. He's expecting much higher gold in coming months. Bob, the reason I hesitate to even start with an article like this is we've heard that one before. And until the COMEX is reined in, I have a hard time believing gold and silver are going to do much of anything.
Yeah, you know, but there's more than gold and silver to, you know, to make your money here. So just think of commodities in general is that, you know, anything that hurts when you drop it is going to go rise up in value here. If what he says is going to happen. But I want to give you my perspective on gold and silver and a little bit with crypto too, is that the basically over the last, since really May 15th, the Federal Reserve has been operating on this notion of reverse repos. And what it's doing is taking liquidity away from the banks, and they're just being paid to sit, you know, idle on their speculations. And that has affected gold and silver and, to a lesser extent, some of the other commodities. So once they get this past this debt ceiling, the reverse repos end because the government right now is not offering up the 1 to 3 year treasury bonds. And that's what the banks need to buy. And they use those to then speculate, you know, in the markets. And that's also what will create this inflation that you're talking about. Although we know we're getting inflation, we're getting what's called higher prices. But as soon as the money supply explodes again with either infrastructure package or this debt relief, you know, approval again, then you're going to see the balance sheets take off. And then you're going to see everything in the commodity land scoot up with it, including cryptos. You know, the crypto move that we had this past weekend, I think has a lot more to do with what's going on in China, and maybe a little lesser extent what's going on with Tether, and that it's created a short-term demand for the crypto coins. And, you know, obviously we're all thankful to see a 20% move in Bitcoin, which is pretty wonderful. And so I think, this $30,000 to $45,000 range is still intact. Once it breaks out of 45, then it's going to take off. But that's my view on it. But we're trading, what we see. Energy's been awesome. Talk about your inflation side, Sean, is that they've lost control. The four horsemen of inflation or higher prices, food, rent, health, and energy, the Fed can't stop. So they've already crossed the Rubicon. And then I think at some point people are going to try to protect themselves with additional assets such as gold, silver, and cryptocurrencies.
Well, you guys trade a lot more, as you just said, than gold and silver, all sorts of commodities and stocks. And we can take a look at some of those attaboys in a second. But that screen share I just did, I think, is really telling. Now, if any of us had had a crystal ball or the intelligence to think where the Fed and the banks and the bankers would hide all the money they're printing, well, the tech stocks are a no-brainer. $10 trillion of value in just six companies: Apple, Amazon, Google, Facebook, Microsoft, and Tesla. It's absolutely unbelievable. And to think that just 10 years ago, this didn't exist, the cryptos, which have a market cap of only $1.5 trillion. Were you surprised to see the bounce back in the cryptos the other day? Bitcoin up nearly 30% in a week. I guess the rumors of its demise are a bit early.
Yeah, I mean, look, we were playing the range, and we laughed on Monday. We said, "Hey, when it gets to 30,000, it's probably going to move up to 45,000." But we didn't expect it in 24 hours. Obviously, I think it caught the entire market, off guard. But we're gratified to see that there's a desire to hold that asset. So I think we can take away the crypto going to zero mantra for a while.
Well, and also there's the stock-to-flow model, which Bitcoin is still within those channels. And according to the stock-to-flow model, you guys can look that up, search YouTube if you care to use that despicable platform. But there's great videos and information out there. Maybe use DuckDuckGo. Stock-to-flow model, as it relates to Bitcoin, suggests that Bitcoin is on track to hit as much as $250,000, I think, in the coming year. And there are people that are projecting that. The only reason I bring it up is not because I want to proselytize about Bitcoin, Bob. It's because the inflation has to be hidden somewhere. It has to go somewhere. And I think deep-pocketed billionaires and bankers ultimately will inflate this crypto market.
Oh, we're in total agreement. And look, at some point, the stock market can't absorb any more of the money supply. It's going to have to go somewhere else. My personal view is I think Bitcoin's a U.S. intelligence, project, and I think they've always designed it for a place to offload the inflation when they know they're going to hyperinflate and devalue the currency. So you have to own some of this, and do not believe when the bankers are telling you to sell. You should be averaging in, because JP Morgan is a big buyer at 35,000, and so you need to be part of it as well.
Yeah, I don't disagree, at least as it pertains to having a hedge against inflation and having a chip in a chair, right? The old poker saying, if you got a chip, you're still in the game. And if you don't hold a chip, well, you may just watch this thing sail away and wish that you had been in the game. That's not investment advice. I think it's just pragmatism. Let me do a screen share here. Speaking of being pragmatic, you guys do a pretty good job over there at Trade Genius. So Bob's going to give us a little spin about Trade Genius now, having been the founder of this company. Ty, Bob, McD, I love trading with Mr. Kudla. Sad, I will miss out on these spreads. You'll have to tell us what that means. Here's another one.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob Kudla, for the ride. Amazing trades, all massive, positive. There was one I saw too. Let me skip ahead to it. Where was it? 61% gains in 2 days on VXX puts. Now, I don't do options or puts, but I guess you do, and maybe you can talk about how some of these people are making so much money.
Yeah, so starting in June, we suspected the market's going to do some of these fracturing, and then they're going to have these big run back higher. So VXX is an ETF that plays on the crushing of volatility. So we've been showing our subscribers and getting them in these trades. It's kind of like almost a no-brainer trade. If you catch it right, you can make some really good money. We made more than 61%, by the way. We made hundreds of percent on that trade. That's why he just happened to throw that note out there. I mean, he made 61%. So, you know, we do that trade. We've been in uranium. We've been killing uranium. And then we've been teaching people, you know, when the market stops going higher and it starts chopping around, you can make money trading what we call spreads. So we've been showing people how to you make money trading these spreads. So that's what they're referring to on that. And you can make a lot of money if you do it right. You can make a lot of money trading options as long as you catch the right move. And, you know, our algorithm tells us when to get in and when to get out. And we only take high probability option trades. We don't trade options as a general rule. We just take the best ones.
Well, what is the offer for this month for anybody who's interested?
Yeah, so we have a couple things. So, you know, the promo code summer, if you want anything that's not bundled. And Saturday, the end of the month, if you go ahead and you purchase one of our seven bundles, it's 65% off, pre-discounted. But I have an additional thing on offer this month. So one of the things that we've been doing here with crypto, because it's been in a trading range, you know, sometimes you have to go ahead and you have to swing trade these and come down on a lower time frame. And we have an algorithm we call the Sentinel that looks at the market every 5 minutes and looks at all the crypto pairs. And we push out the best trades for people to take on a 5 minute time period so that you could go ahead and scalp 1, 5, 10% over a course of a couple hours. So for your listeners, if they decide to buy any of the crypto bundles, we'll give that to them for a year for free. They can just add it. They just need to get a Discord name, and then we take it right to our algorithm, to a script, and it comes right to their phone. And then they can take a look at any of the trades that they might find valuable on a shorter time frame. So we made that offer in addition to what we normally offer your listeners, John. Good till end of July. That's a really cool program. So I think people really like it. We actually are managing the watch list for you, so you don't have to set your own alerts. It'll just push these alerts straight out to you, and then you can determine whether or not you want to take the trade. So anything that you'd see normally in Bittrex or Coinbase Pro, those are the pairs that we have on offer.
All right, excellent. And I know Trade Genius is making a lot of people a lot of money. So with that said, the link is below. And friends, I have some shocking, shocking video I want to play for you in just a minute. But first, Bob, the criminality of these big tech companies has never been more overt and obvious. And why there aren't people being indicted, I do not know. Twitter suspends 2020 election audit accounts for multiple states. Twitter on Tuesday banned several accounts linked to official 2020 election audits in Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. Bob, these people are out of control. I mean, we live in upside down land, right? I've been saying that forever. I just did a video about it, interviewed my friends Chris Marcus and Bix Weir about precious metals, gold, silver manipulation. We are in upside down world. They won't give us the truth about anything. We can't have the truth about the vaccine. We can't have the truth about the election. We can't have the truth about the border being wide open. According to the mainstream media, everything's fine and dandy. I tell you, man, I've said it many times, we've jumped the shark.
Yeah, or know that Europe is totally rejecting the mandates. And yeah, so look, we're not surprised, but I think the information is still getting out. And, you know, and I think they're going to lose this as well. Look, they're emboldened because they know the Justice Department of the Biden administration is their partner. They're not their regulator, or they're not their arbiter of the law. They're basically a partner. And so until they know that there's somebody that's not going to be on their side, you know, they're just going to continue to push the ball. People were asking about that today. I said, look, they're doubling down on everything because they're losing everywhere. People aren't buying it. I mean, look at the polling data on Biden. It's simply atrocious. The polling data on who do you believe when you want to get information on the pandemic, Fauci's 10%. You know, the two guys that are banned are at 40%. So, you know, it's a world in which they're losing. And I think some of this stuff will roll up into the courts as more and more people start pulling litigation in. And I think we'll, you know, I'm confident we'll get some sort of positive resolution out of that. And look, you know, all we can do is just keep what we're doing, and just keep using more and more different forums to, you know, to get the truth out.
You had a slip of the tongue there, and it was Freudian, and it was correct. A revolution. We need a revolution, and we may just see that in Australia. I'll play that soundbite in just a minute, but first, graphene oxide. Now, friends, I don't know that this has been vetted out as being 100% accurate yet, but according to La Quinta Columna, the fifth column associated with the University of Almeria in Spain, they tested a sealed Pfizer vial, expiration date August 2021, and under electron microscope, it was revealed that that particular vial contained a whole bunch of graphene oxide. Now, according to Dr. Jane Ruby, in her words in the interview with Stu Peters, "Stu, if this is true, then the only reason it's there is to kill people." So, now let me show you this video, guys. I think this is sort of startling, although not completely surprising. I posted this on my site, thephaser.com, graphene reaction with just regular cell phone EMF. Okay, this isn't even 5G, friends. Watch this. Bob, if you had taken the shot, would you be a little concerned when you see this? That looks like a monster.
Yeah, so I don't put untested therapeutics in my body, so thank God for that. And look, you know, it's more than just graphene oxide. You know, these spike proteins are getting into the lymphatic system. That's not in doubt. And we're becoming a spike protein factory. And you can't help but excrete it out of your body. And you know, pretty much that's what I think is the Delta variant. And if you saw today, the CDC is basically saying, you know, vaccinated people have the same shed as non-vaccinated people if they get COVID. So basically the whole charade around the therapeutic, you notice I don't use the V word because it's not a V, it's a therapeutic that is particularly ineffective in my view.
Hey friends, sorry for the interruption. This is a good time for a break. Inflation. It's a thing of the past, right? Nope. Last month, the spike in inflation in the United States was the highest in 29 years. So with rising food and gasoline costs, it's an urgent problem if you're thinking about retiring anytime soon. You need an inflation dam to prevent your savings and assets from eroding in value. Noble Gold's expertise in retirement planning and IRAs means their team of specialists should be your first stop. Call them about this month's offer of a 1 ounce American Eagle pure silver proof coin with any IRA or 401k opened. Inflation is running high, but Noble Gold can help. Visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Yeah, well said. And meanwhile, the powers that be tell us this thing is safe and effective and it protects you against COVID. And if you just take the damn jab, you're not going to have any problems at all. But
yeah,
they don't tell people that if it does give you Bell's palsy or paralyzes you or kills you, you're out of luck. There's no treatment and there's no recourse. You can't sue Big Pharma.
Hey, 62% of the people show clotting. I mean, this is crazy. If it was not a politically protected drug, these people would be out of business. So, you know, hey, look, just tell the Tuskegee African-Americans that you could trust us for 50 years, right?
Yeah, well said, the Tuskegee experiment. All right, this is brand new video. I just received this. I haven't watched this myself. It just came in via email from Alicia. So thank you, Alicia. I am familiar with this channel or whoever shot this. That's truth. Let's take a look at this. It was labeled graphene oxide.
Watch as this assembly line pumps out tiny machines called micromotors. These micromotors are only a few hundred micrometers long, and they can move when put inside a magnetic field. Scientists propose that micromotors like these could one day deliver drugs inside the body or clean up wastewater by absorbing pollutants. Micromotors can propel themselves in a number of ways. A popular way to get around is to use a chemical fuel, such as hydrogen peroxide. Materials in the micromotors react with the fuel to produce jets of gas bubbles that push the tiny particles forward. But this approach can introduce toxic compounds into the motor surroundings. Ditching the fuel and just using an external magnetic field to move the motors avoids these toxicity issues.
Oh my God. You know what? It's just unbelievable, Bob. It's no wonder the vaccine inserts are blank. There's no telling what's in these things, and they're not going to tell us what's in these things.
I'm beyond words. Yeah.
It's just...
Yeah. Look, nobody has faith in these people. They're just lying, lying, and lying. You know, I never saw such a campaign to give people a drug for a disease that doesn't kill anybody. So let you tell you all you need to know.
Right. And the lockdown. See, here's the other issue. The Klaus Schwab, Great Reset, Lockstep, Rockefeller Foundation lockdowns are now back in force in New Zealand, parts of Canada, and in Australia. And maybe there's good news, though, guys. People know we are reaching that line in the sand where if there is not pushback against this diabolical, devilish plan, then it's the end game for humanity. A final screen share, and I think what is maybe the most hopeful soundbite or piece of leaked audio that I've heard in a year. And I'll confess, I probably don't have this queued up to the most juicy part. I listened to the whole thing last night, my jaw agape. This is, get this, Australia's highest ranking police officer. It's said that this is Federal Police Commissioner Rhys Kershaw, literally spelling out the crimes of how our quote-unquote leaders have hijacked our government and how they will be taken down under common law and the Constitution. Bob, let me just play this from where it's queued up. I hope you guys can hear this okay.
If a foreign body comes in to overthrow everything, because they will be going overthrow, we are dissolving the government. If they come in to do that, then our armies will be activated. Okay, and they must follow that directive, because that is a direct narrative or direction from the Governor General. Okay, just so everyone understands that the current Governor General, which is Sir David Hurley, right, will be taken from power completely. The people at the top taken out of their positions. Okay, removed from their positions. The government itself, as far as all of the Labor, Liberals, Nationals and so forth, they'll all be dissolved, right? Which means the person in charge will be, at that point, the current Governor-General, which is our true Governor-General, which is Theresa Van Leyen, just so everyone knows. Yes, different factions of the Defence Force, yes, we have. Okay? And we have current people who let's say, know a lot of the SF Defence Force here as well. Okay, so if we didn't have those sort of people on board, okay, I'd be straight up and tell you, I wouldn't play around with that, because it's not the type of person I am. If we had to do it with just the people, we'd do it with just the people. If we have the Defence Force on our side, we have the Defence Force on our side. Okay, so it's important to understand that the people who are coming into this at the moment have key players in those high positions in Special Forces and other people who are retired. Special Forces, as well as Standard Army, these guys have had enough. Okay, to be honest with you, there's many, many groups that have come to me and talked to me and said that they were about to bear arms on the government. And I put the handbrake on some of these guys, because you have to. We can't be seen as doing this as a terrorist act. Okay? That's why the handbrake got put on pretty quick, and they understand their own board with the fact that this is awesome. Okay, it's very important. We've also had conversations with First Nations people yesterday. And a lot of people won't understand on this meeting at the moment how much power those guys actually have. Right? They've got a lot more power than what you think. Right? So we're having good conversations with those, because they're helping awfully for us to dissolve that government.
All right, I'm going to pause it there. There's some juicy stuff in this. I should have taken better notes last night. Bob, the point is that there are good people in positions of power all over the world. In this case, a police commissioner, the highest police commissioner in the land, Federal Police Commissioner Reese Kershaw, explaining how these people are traitors to the Constitution and to Australia. Their leaders have sold out to the Great Reset, Klaus Schwab, the Rothschilds, whoever, and they're trying to implement something so diabolical and devilish that it's time to dissolve the government. I pray to God this comes to pass, Bob.
Yes, not just Australia. I guess Macron's personal police force resigned en masse on him. The Italian police force are marching with the protesters now. And look, why do you think Pelosi's banging so hard on this January 6th thing, saying the FBI is looking for domestic terrorists, and you have the purge in the military right now because they're scared to death that we the people might not like the unconstitutional acts that they're about to unleash on the American people. So, yeah, look, you know, they have zero support out there. You know, you have, you know, vocal minority, and you have a majority that's scared but not supportive. And you just keep pushing these lockdowns on people. People will tend to start snapping here. And they've already lost the mamas in this country. You know, and then you're gonna start killing kids with the jabs. I don't know. I don't know. Want to be somebody who made it mandatory to take a vaccine that kills a kid when they've been warned what that mom and dad may do when they have nothing else to lose because they lost a child. You know, and I think we're gonna get to that point. Unfortunately, I don't understand. You know what they think they're gonna accomplish here. You know, with a great reset, you know, I think they're just going to create a great mess. And I don't know if that's exactly what they have in mind, but these people are so arrogant, maybe they think they can do it.
Yeah. You know, I heard an emergency broadcast on Sunday from Alex Jones, who articulated all of this, the tyranny I'm talking about. But he made it very clear to these people, we know who you are. Bill Gates, Fauci, Rothschild, Rockefeller, we know who you are. Pelosi, the leadership of New Zealand, Australia, Canada, Trudeau, back off. Because Nuremberg 2 trials are coming, and y'all are going to pay the price if you don't back off. I thought that was actually pretty intelligent that he said, just back off. We all just want to live in peace. But they're not going to back off, and we do know who these people are, Bob.
Yeah, look, and if they think they're going to rely on what China did as success, China's an absolute mess right now, Sean. I mean, Xi is panicking. He's trying to purge his tech industry. He's purging opponents right now. He has the biggest river in his country about ready to go to flood stage. You know, he has rivers in the north that are flooding his wheat and corn fields. You know, I think a lot of these people think they're going to get rich because of China. They're sitting fat, dumb, and happy. And if China goes offline, suffer some catastrophic losses, you know, that's going to reverb back into the United States. And I think it's going to basically put a big, big kink in this great reset plan of theirs.
Well, my concern about China is what they're doing around the world with the drought and the fires, and everything is contrived and made to happen. So life is very bleak. They're going to contrive food shortages. They're already shutting down supply chains. I've talked about it. Ice Age Farmers talked about it. It's UN Agenda 2030. But again, if there's good news, it's we know who these people are. And, you know, if you're right about Macron's personal police force resigning, and if this was accurate about the Aussie police chief, guys, by the way, if you want to listen to that, go to my site, thephaser.com. It's titled Leaked Audio from a Police Briefing in Australia, Preparations to Take Down the Government Leaders. I will try very hard to remember just to link it below, but if I forget, that's one way you can find it. The good news is, Bob, we win if we rise. As long as we don't kneel to these people, we win.
Yeah, I mean, look, we don't even have to break the law. We just need to resist in a legal way, and we win. They're cowards, and they won't be able to withstand a pushback. So, you know, I want to be clear, too, so people don't label us as extremists. We're normal. You know, we just simply not agree to, you know, what they have in mind, and I think that'll be enough to stop them. Look, they're going to have their hands full soon enough, Sean. You know, when they roll this into a recession, but Biden's not there. Kamala Harris is hated. you know, they're going to have their own hands full trying to, you know, keep their own coalition in line versus trying to screw with us.
Yeah, I agree. And by the way, I completely concur. We are peaceful. We are Christian. We've got God and right on our side. We just want our Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the rule of law. And we can have all of those things enforced peacefully, and we will. We shall see this through to the end, because the alternative is to live in dystopia and darkness for the rest of human history. And I, for one, do not want a boot stomping on the human face of humanity forever, as Orwell predicted would happen if these people get their way. Bob, I want to thank you so much for your time. You're a great guy. And again, I will leave the link, folks, to Trade Genius below if anybody wants to give that a shot. Bob, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me, Sean.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. And friends, from the bottom of my heart, thank you to our subscribe stars and to our members at sgtreport.tv. And I'll remind you, for real news 24/7, every single day, 100% for free, visit us at sgtreport.com to get the antidote to corporate propaganda and mockingbird mainstream horror media lies. Guys, I want to personally thank you for tuning in to SGT Report's Propaganda Antidote podcast. Now, just a quick word about our sponsor. Last month, the inflation rate in the United States had the highest rise in 29 years. You heard that right, 29 years. 1992. That's a big, big problem for all of us with the prices of food and gas and everything else going up. But it's even worse if you're planning on retiring anytime soon. You need to put up an inflation dam to prevent your wealth from being wiped out. And it's not too late. Noble Gold specializes in retirement planning and IRAs, so their team of experts is your first stop, and they make it very easy to do. This month, they're offering a 1 ounce American Eagle solid silver proof coin with every IRA or 401k taken out. Not many people can relax when inflation is this high, but Noble Gold can help. Visit their website, noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, and tell them SGT Report sent you. A special thanks to our subscribe stars. Please do consider supporting me and my little team. Become a subscribe star. And to our members at sgtreport.tv, thank you so very much. And again, for real news, guys, every single day, 24/7, absolutely free. You can get the real news at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.